So just, again, this day is about applying our practice to our experience. So just noticing how that was for you. And again, not needing to have any conceptions of what that experience was, but just to notice whether it was, you know, whether the practice was different, pleasant, unpleasant, you know, neutral, and see what we can learn from that as we continue to expand this intention to be together. This next period will be a metta practice, a practice in loving kindness. But you recognize the person that you were walking with and sitting with, correct? You know who that is. You haven't forgotten. So I'd like the two of you to turn to another pair and create a group of four. So there's a group of three, and Carolyn, when you walked in the room, maybe you could join that group of three. And I'd like you to sit in a small circle. And if you're still a group of three, that's fine too. Sit in a small group of Hey, Mark. Groups of two that are isolated, so everybody is in a group more than two. Great. So this is the very classic practice of metta or loving kindness. And it's an internal practice that that I would like to invite you to also feel how it is to really do it in a collective. And so, what I love about these practices is that they come with metaphors or images. And one of the images is that the practice of metta or loving kindness is like dropping a stone into a clear, still pool. And as soon as the stone touches the surface of the water, it begins to radiate in all directions. And so we, the classic phrase in the Samyutta Nikaya, which is one of the traditional scriptures, is that you will not find a single being in this universe more worthwhile of your loving kindness practice than yourself. And we start with ourselves, and as soon as the loving kindness practice touches our own hearts, it cannot help but begin to affect people around us, even if we only practice it on ourselves. Because as we allow ourselves to be more and more part of this life, the natural inclination of the heart is to recognize how interconnected we all are, and how by being kind to myself, I cannot help but want that same kindness for you or other beings. So I invite yourself to go inward and whatever posture, whatever connection to the present that you need to support yourself. Perhaps sometimes people put a hand on their heart. Sometimes there's a touch on the face that allows you to feel that softness or tenderness. just connecting with this present moment through the breath, the body. Feeling both the internal energy of your practice and the external energy of the small group supporting you. Inviting the breath into the space of your heart, allowing the breath to expand and stretch that space on the inhale, relaxing and softening on the exhale. Allowing the heart energy to be exactly as it is. And in the landscape of your heart space, allow yourself to offer these well wishes, these blessings of kindness, of benefit to your own experience. Sometimes it's useful to invoke an image of yourself in this landscape. May I have happiness in this life. May I be free from pain and suffering. May I live with ease and well-being. May I be safe and protected from harm and danger. May I be healthy and strong in body, mind, and heart. May I love and feel loved. May I feel love for myself unconditionally. And in this life, may I have freedom and peace. Inviting these blessings in however you choose to language them, whether you use phrases, words, images, or simply inclining your heart towards your own experience. the intentions of loving kindness ripple in all directions, feeling the well wishes that you've offered to your own experience, and inviting the heart to open to the person sitting to your left, offering these same well wishes across their experience in the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows of their life. Feeling the energy of the person towards your left. And just wishing them well. Whatever ways you feel resonant. May you have happiness. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you live with ease and well-being. May you be safe and protected. May you be as healthy and strong as you can be. May you love and feel love. May you love yourself without conditions. And may you too find freedom and peace in this life. Acknowledging the person to your left. And allowing your awareness to invite the energy of the person sitting across from you into your consciousness. Allowing then their image into the landscape of your heart. Blessing their experience with wishes of happiness. May you too have happiness in this life. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you live with ease and well-being. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong in body, mind, and heart. May you love and feel love. May you love yourself unconditionally. And in this life, may you rest in peace and freedom. Acknowledging the being sitting across from you. And allowing the mindfulness and awareness to shift to the person to your right. Allowing them into the consciousness of the mind and heart. For those groups who are of three, the invitation is to return back to yourself. Using the phrases as invitations into holding life gently. May you be happy. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you live with ease and well-being. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong. May you offer all the love that is needed and be able to receive all the love that you need. May you love yourself without conditions. And may you have freedom and peace in this life. However this practice has felt to you, however it has landed in your awareness, simply allowing it, not needing to think about it too much, feel it, even if the emotions or feelings or sensations seem to be the opposite of what the intentions are. The practice is not about the words. It's simply about inclining or leaning the heart towards that which we know creates more freedom. And if any of this process or any of these invitations feel awkward or uncomfortable, allow yourself to be kind to the kindness practice itself. Be gentle, not needing to judge anything about your experience, the practice, or anything about the experience of others. As you come into the room and maybe connect with your group more on a visual, external level. We're actually going to begin to open up before lunch into a mindfulness exercise that will be the foundation of the afternoon's experience. So, there's pencil and paper up here for those of you who don't have it. So there's, you know, this, just like our internal practice of the breath, you know, we often offer these guidelines of mindfulness, from the breath to the body to the second foundation, which is the pleasant unpleasantness or neutrality of our life, to the thoughts and emotions. We begin to expand incrementally the objects of our awareness, and so that we can be with all that arises, whatever arises. And so the incremental practice of our collective experience together is no different. And we, so it's both like that expansion, and as well as the precept that we begin to weave this container that over and over again, you know, we don't do the precepts just once. We do it over and over again as practice. And that's how we learn. I mean, you know, when we're in school, when we're adults, especially when I'm an adult, you know, I need to hear it more than once, over and over again. And that's what actually begins the transformation, the reconditioning of all the distractions and external forces in our unconscious world that incline the mind and heart in the direction of not freedom. So this place of opening up into interaction, what I'd like each group to come up with is just a few guidelines of what would allow you to fully participate in a mindful interaction or discussion for the rest of the day. So these are intentions and guidelines of being together. And so, I you know, it's not about even creating this exhaustive, comprehensive list. It's about maybe each group coming up with 4 or 5 points. So maybe, you know, if you have something that you know creates some safety for you to be present, and that's what you can contribute in terms of, you know, a point. And so each group will write down, somebody will scribe, and you'll have about 25 minutes to do this, so there should be enough time. You can discuss it. Likely, what is important for you is probably important for others. So that's why we don't need to come up with an exhaustive list for ourselves. But it's good to also have different points of view. So we're going to do that. We're going to collect it. You know, we'll go into the eating practice, which is also going to be a collective eating practice. And while you're doing that practice, I'm going to transcribe all of these, the collection of wisdom that you are gathering. So this is the direct experience of building, you know, during this day. It's not about necessarily going inward. It's about staying inward and also being engaged. And hopefully I'll come up with a document that we can use to refer to for the afternoon's practice. Is that clear? So, what would support you being fully present in this room for the rest of this workshop? One or two things that would help you feel safe enough. That's what I was talking about last night. Safety is ephemeral, changes, and there's never perfection in safety. But what can we do to support each other to feel safe enough to be present? So just choose one person or have one person volunteer, and I'll ring a bell about halfway through just so that people keep track of time, and then we'll end around quarter of 12, sorry.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.